Hello, Florian speaking.
Hi, Flo.
Hey.
Hello, Italo speaking.
Hi, Italo.
I just sent a few slides, but they're not. I mean, it's just the background for the report. I've sent them.
Hello, Florian speaking. Who joined?
Marina.
Ah, it's you again. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so we have the hangout and the phone without the bridge.
Okay. And somebody is in the private room for whatever reason.
I see at least Michael and Thorsten in the video call.
Okay. See. Quickly dial a private room, let's see.
Hello. Is anybody calling into the private room as well? Just because so we can get straight into the television music.
Sie betreten jetzt den Konferenzraum.
So much.
So, leider.
Hallo, hallo. There's a Thorsten around. Where is Thorsten? Get Thorsten. Get Thorsten is here. Problematic to get all the.
And this one?
Hey, Simon, yes, here we are.
Sorry, you.
This is the right call, it's really good. Well, I'm going to go on mute so that you don't get the full ambient enjoyment of Costco.
Yeah.
And,
same
here.
There's enough voice in the echo, so we don't need all of you. Good.
It seems that one of the conference calls is bringing the echo in. It must be the public. Can everyone mute in the public room who's echoing, or maybe they have already? Sounds good.
Okay, so whom do we have in the, except Michael, Candy, and Simon, and myself?
We have Itanov as well.
Oh, I'm Florian. Hey.
Oh, yeah, sorry, hi. Thought you heard me already.
I am on the phone too.
Hey, Marina.
Hello, Marina.
Hi, Hans.
I would be very excited about not having a long call because I need some data left in my plan for next week. And I'm busy burning bits by being on the call here with you.
Okay, so which part are you particularly interested in? I mean, we have the... Is this still public or...?
Well, you on the public call, you want me to talk about editors.
Yes. Any news there?
Well, so I am talking with there are two people who are kind of vaguely official on the ODF spec team. There is Jos, who many of us know, Jos van den Uwe, who is paid by the Dutch government to be the chair of the committee. And then less formally, there is the long-term editor of the spec. And I've been corresponding with both of them. I've also been, I have an excellent contact inside Red Hat, who, as well as telling me that they have got a purchase order open to be on the advisory board next year, also told me that they would be willing to contribute a very experienced standards professional to join the ODF team so that we don't have to find the money to pay for it. So, I'm busy trying to arrange for Patrick DeRusso to get in touch with Bill Simpson from Red Hat to decide whether they can be friends or not. Going beyond there, Patrick has explained to me that we probably do need to find some money for ODF. The Dutch government are not continuing JOS beyond the autumn this year, and Bill probably doesn't have the skills to be the only professional on the spec. So we probably need to find some money as a community to pay for a secretary for the working group, which would probably best be Patrick DeRusso.
Yeah.
So my feeling is we need to find about 20K over a year, of which I would propose that TDF budget 10K on condition that the rest of the community comes up with the other 10K. And I would then go to other responsible community members and suggest that they might like to chip into the fund. So the proposal I'd like to bring back to the board is that we will, in principle, we would support the ongoing development of the ODF standard, that we very much will support Red Hat's contribution to it, and that we will participate in fundraising for another 0.4 FTE of staff if it proves necessary to do so.
Sounds perfect to me. Thanks, Simon, for pulling strings.
We probably need to bring that back to the board for a motion sometime when it's been on the agenda. And there is actually no rush, because I will carry on as if we've agreed to do it. But next time we have a board meeting, I'd like to put that on the agenda if we may.
I'm sure Florian can put it on the agenda now. So there we go.
Okay, you could do that.
It's been 20 minutes since I'm really not.
I guarantee I'm not.
Yes, I'm having trouble with it either, Pat, but I'm checking my own minutes so we can merge that at any rate.
So if everyone is happy with that, I would very much like to drop off until the private call.
So, and I suspect then there's no need for me to do anything, so you're talking to the guys.
Yep.
Great, thanks.
So I will wait for you to hang out me back in if you need me on the private call.
Yes.
Very good. Nice to see you all. Bye.
Hey, Donna.
Okay. Actually, Marina, you're still on the phone, or?
Marina?
Marina, you're still in the call? Okay. Michael, how about you? Nominally, I think you should then be...
You're still on the call, but sure. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Marina.
How are you doing? Are you back? Hello? Marina?
And yep, probably not.
Perfect. Okay, 5 minutes left, and we'll come back if there's a private call, agenda item he needs to be involved with. Otherwise, we should probably move on if you're willing to leave it to your agenda. Or do you not have access? Are you on a remote phone type thing, Marina?
I don't know if
we have something else to discuss about the opening session, but in general, I think that we could move with the proposal to have an all-in opening, reducing the minutes per person, as suggested, if I'm not wrong, by Olivier. And I like the idea to have the dislikes, but maybe could be more, let's say, more real to have a direct presentation without someone else that is introducing the people on the stage.
I completely agree, Marina. I think having someone else read out slides about somebody else is a nonsense if that person standing there. The problem, of course, is getting them to be quick. But hopefully, if you have some, you know, sort of alarm clock or something, or I don't know, yeah, then it's possible to make that happen. So I like your proposal.
Sorry, there's always this lag. I apologize. Go ahead, Marina.
Okay. On this topic, I don't have anything else to add. So I think that we can move on the next item.
So do we have any? So who's going to moderate that session, because I suspect we would really need someone who's kind of watching the time and gently shutting people down.
Okay, good point. We could ask to the organizer to show up some signal with minutes and something similar. Or if you want, we could ask to have it later. I don't know. Maybe someone from the team or from the board, Simon. I don't have any particular concern on this topic. It's our welcome. It's our opening session, so I think that we should only say hello to our community, and that's all.
Yeah, what kind of questions do you want to take, Marina? I think that was another point of interest. Is this sort of any question about LibreOffice, or is it questions about the conference, how it's run, what's going on, or is it a...
Okay, for the second part, the question section, we could prepare something in advance, maybe during organizing a review of the question during the board meeting the day before the conference, before the starting, and we could wait for questions from the community, and if nobody show with questions, we could go with the prepared one.
So my idea would be that we wouldn't a priori, I don't know, prevent any question. I mean, this is the community, so if there's people who have a question, probably it's worth answering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I do think that we should try and shunt the diversity stuff into its own session, members only. That's my idea.
But it's clearly worth mentioning that there's a code of conduct during the conference.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think we should announce that in the beginning.
If not in that session, but in the whatever.
Completely. But I think we should have that in the opening thing anyway, right? I mean, that was a normal part of our opening session. So who said that in the past?
So I mean, if somebody has a concrete question on that implementation, it's I think it's still a valid question to ask. Just that you don't want to rat hole on that for an hour.
Beyond joining, sorry, I'm late. Had a problem with the phone setup and the private room.
I really think that has huge scope to go wrong. I think we should certainly say that there is a, you know, that the people are there to be contacted if there are any concerns.
Yes, I agree. But that can go wrong in many ways, and trying to shut this topic down could be considered
going wrong.
No,
it's not shutting it down, it's just putting it into a venue where there's time to do it justice, I think.
Yes, but I'd like to, almost all costs, avoid the impression that we're trying to steer people into, like, no, not now, do that on Friday or something, if it's a valid question. I'm just trying to guard against this. Oh, this is invalid. We don't want this now. Let's talk about this in 3 days.
But what I'd like to say in answer to any of these questions is I think that's a very, you know, unless it's a question like where can I find the text, I'd like to say that's a detailed question. It needs looking at from lots of angles. We can't do it justice now. Let's talk about it in detail on Friday, and we will have that question on the slides, and we'll talk about it there, right?
Yes, if it's just that question, I would agree.
I think it's very easy to ask, you know.
There's a way to ask the question.
And do you think that you know, that's how the community should be, for example? You know, like, say what do you say? You know, do we do a poll of the board? Or do we, you know, I don't know.
Yes. I just wanted to state that, and I think there's, I mean, you know that there's always a way to phrase a statement as a question, and just, not answering anything there on stage, even if people are making statements there, I don't think that's perhaps wise, but anyway, let's see how that goes. There will be a plurality of people on stage, and I suspect we will handle that.
In any case, we will have a community meeting before the start of the conference. So I suppose that all the questions will come directly during our, let's say, internal meeting.
I don't know. I just really fear, given the problems that we've had in this area, that there is no benefit to discussing, there's very little benefit to having a very polarizing discussion in our opening session. Unless you want to set the tone of the conference as being highly polarized. Well, I don't think that's something that helps the community.
Yes, but the flip side of the coin, Michael, is if you give the impression, even the remote impression, that you're shutting this topic down or trying to shunt this and, I don't know, put it into a corner, into some locked room, you offend, probably equally heavily offend another part of the community. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So yes, okay. I agree. It's a very, very sensitive topic.
So I don't think you can win here, Torsten. I mean, like, if people are offended to even have a safe place to discuss this, that is not in front of everyone.
Michael, I'm not interested in discussing that here at depth, and why can't you just take it at face value that what you propose will very likely or has the imminent danger of offending another part of the community?
Well, saying that's a really interesting question, and we should give it the attention it deserves. And anyone that's interested in that should come to this meeting on Friday.
Absolutely. I'm not at all against to have the in-depth discussion in a separate session. I'm absolutely with you. This is highly explosive, and I'm trying to tell you, because it's highly explosive, that your way of nonchalantly shutting people down and moving this, it has to be handled with extra care. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so you're not against the principle of moving this discussion to a perhaps safer and smaller group, but you are against me saying it or someone saying it in a way that sounds offensive?
No, I'm not at all against you saying that. I'm just trying to explain.
Guys, please. I think that we have nothing to hide. So, please, what is the problem?
My concern
is... If the community wants to talk about something, we are here for the community. So what is the problem?
I think
maybe we are talking about nothing. We are talking about a problem that doesn't exist.
So that very much depends on who wants to respond what questions in this audience, and that's something that I can't foresee ahead of time, but I'm concerned about.
We always have a question and answer session, usually at the end of the conference.
At the end of the conference,
sometimes we don't have all the community because sometimes members need to go home before the end of the conference, for example. So I think that is the same to have that session at the beginning of the conference. We have nothing to hide, so we don't have any issue. It's our community. Keep calm, guys. Breathe and keep calm. We have no problem. Believe me.
Oh, okay. Well, let's... So I think there are some problems here, you know, and I think we need to discuss those around. So, well, but anyway, let's do this in private call. Either way. So you've heard my protest. I will minute it. I think it's deeply unwise to discuss this, and we'll see what the outcome is. I mean, maybe there won't be any outcome. Maybe there will.
So let me check that. Yes, and this is my anyway, shall we move on? I just agree with half of that sentence. I agree with the other. Anyway. Marina, shall we move to the private call or?
Yes. Yes, we can move.
Okay, can you tell those apart?
I'm shutting down the public room.
And who's in it? But they should probably come to the private room.